I'm seeing you tonight, and I want everything to be perfect. As I step out of the shower, naked, with a towel wrapped around my head, I lay out my wardrobe. My little black dress, the one I bought just for tonight. I know you're gonna like the way I look in it. Tied around my hips, and with a plunging neckline that shows off the very top of my cleavage. When I saw it, I thought it walked the line between elegant and slutty perfectly. And tonight, I want everything to be perfect. No bra. I don't need one. But thigh-high stockings and lacy black panties. I close my eyes and I imagine myself on the bed, opening my legs, tempting you with my panty-covered crotch, wanting so badly for you to take me. It makes me laugh at myself. I'm such a romantic. I know it's not gonna be like that. I never have to offer myself. You take what you want. You take what is yours. Slipping the silk stockings up my legs, I imagine your hands caressing me. I sit down, topless, in front of my mirror, and dry my hair, curling it a little bit. I want to look playful for you, daring for you. I want just a hint of 1940s ingenue in my look tonight. I want you to feel like you're not just taking me, but that you're stealing my innocence, though we both know better. Like something out of a movie, back from a time when men knew how to be men. That's you to a T. You are one of those men, and I want to be that woman for you. Tonight, I want everything to be perfect. Mascara for my lashes, a touch of smoke in my eyeshadow, eyeliner, innocence with just the slightest hint of danger, blush and lip liner, and deep, full red lips. I think of how you'll grab me and kiss me, maybe pin me against the wall, like two lovers who have denied the truth of their desire for far too long. It always feels that way to me, even though we never deny ourselves anything. I slip on my dress and my 4-inch stiletto heels with the red soles, and I feel complete. Almost complete. A splash of cologne. I look in the mirror and make sure everything's in place, because I want everything to be perfect tonight. When I arrive at your place, the door is unlocked, like it always is. I step inside, slowly closing the door behind me. The lights are off, but the city outside is bright, and it basks the room in a soft light. The windows are open, and the curtains flutter in the breeze. I love the music you've selected for the night. I don't know the song, but I recognize the voice. Etta James. I draw a breath deep into my lungs and stand in front of you. You're still in your suit, but the top button of your shirt is undone and your tie is loosened. I watch you take a sip from your drink as you look me over. I feel your eyes on me. I want to be perfect for you. Oh, you let out a long exhale, as if you're letting go of all the tensions of the day. Another sip of your drink as I stand motionless before you. I lower my eyes as you rise up from your chair, and I feel myself trembling as you approach me. I bite my lip instinctively, waiting for you to touch me. Use me. Make me yours. You circle around me like an animal stalking its prey. When you're standing in front of me again, your forefinger presses under my chin, and you hold my cheek in your left hand before slapping my face. Hard. It stings. And I can almost sense the red lines your fingers leave appearing on my skin. The pain spreads across my face and subsides into a dull ache. I still feel it as you slowly push me backwards toward the wall until I press into it. Your hand finds my throat and squeezes as your lips press hard against mine. I feel the back of my head hit the wall as you kiss me harder, your grip tightening around my throat. I forget to breathe. When your lips leave mine, I gasp for air, heart racing. Your left hand is still on my throat. Your right now sliding under my dress, forcing it up. Your hand cups my pussy, and you squeeze. There's nothing sensual in your touch. You're claiming it. Claiming me. You don't say a word. You don't need to. Your hand leaves my throat and finds my breasts. Squeezing. Kneading. Manhandling me. Oh, I moan at your touch. Whimpering a bit when your fingertips find my nipples and pinch them. Without warning, you spin me around and press me into the wall. I feel my face pressed hard into the plaster, your hand in my hair, holding me there. You twist my arm roughly behind my back, holding it there. I feel my shoulder strain and then slowly release. Your body presses into me, holding me tight against the wall as you take my other arm now, pinning my hands together in yours. Your grip returns to my hair for a moment, pressing my face into the wall again, harder this time. I can feel where your hands slap me, my cheek against the cold, rough wall. I groan and feel myself slip away into surrender as your teeth sink into the soft flesh of my shoulder. You bite down hard, and I wonder for a moment if it was enough to break the skin.
Oh,
not sure if that's what I dread or what I desire. Another bite now, this time closer to my neck. And not quite as deep. I feel myself getting wet and squirming in your grasp. I want to offer myself to you because I want everything to be perfect. But I'm lost in how strong you are and how easily you overpower me. Not just physically, emotionally as well. And now I feel a length of rope wrap around my wrists, tying them together. The rope is tight, and I can barely twist my hands. You pull them up, hard, forcing them to cross and pinning them against my back, high up. I feel contorted, twisted, bound. You draw them even higher, and I feel my shoulders ache. I throw my head back as you wrap the rope around my neck, and I feel the tension now. If I lower my hands even a bit, I can feel the rope dig into my throat. Hands bound and pulled up so very high behind my back, I feel lost, helpless, trapped. Another rope wraps tight around my arms and chest, squeezing me, holding me, surrounding me. Everything feels impossibly tight, and I struggle to keep my arms raised, even as I feel my shoulders tire. You spin me back around and press my back to the wall, forcing me to face you now. The pressure helps me keep my arms in position. Your finger traces over the rope on my throat. I try to imagine how I look, what you see. I want so very badly for it to be perfect. Every time I breathe or swallow, I'm reminded that I'm yours. I feel a flood of emotions, fear, desperation, desire, arousal, helplessness, love. I squirm helplessly as I watch you open your knife. You press it against the fabric, still covering my breasts, where my dress forms a V between them. Almost effortlessly, my dress parts and falls away as the back of the blade slides across my skin and the blade slices the fabric as if it were air. I feel the breeze in the room wash over my body as my dress falls to the floor. I can feel my body covered in a thin layer of sweat, and the breeze feels cool and soothing. You trace your fingertip along the band of my panties. Oh, I want your touch so much. I can feel how wet I am, soaking my panties. And suddenly, I'm aware again of the sting in my cheek and two bite marks on my shoulder and neck. I squirm at your touch, and when I do, I feel you yank my panties down around my knees. Please, I whimper. You rise and look into my eyes. Please what? You ask. Those are the only words you've spoken to me all night. You want me to ask. You want to hear my need and desperation. You want me to beg. And I do. Please. Oh, please. You know what I want. Please fuck me. Use me. Make me yours. Oh, please. I squirm and whimper more, twisting in my bondage. And every time I move, I feel the rope on my neck move, caressing me and reminding me. And the tears start to flow, not from pain or fear, but from joy. I'm feeling everything I need. Everything but you, inside me. I want it so much, and I want you to know that. I want everything to be perfect. Oh, you kneel again, and this time you press the blade of your knife to my belly. I feel the tip of it against my tender skin, and watch as you trace the point across it. not deep enough to cut, but hard enough to make letters appear as thin pink welts. I watch, and I moan as letters appear on my flesh, spelling out your name, claiming me, marking me, possessing me and owning me. In a blur, you pull me away and throw me over the arm of the couch, ass raised, face pressed against the fabric of the cushions. And one of your hands presses hard on my lower back, holding me firmly. I feel my panties stretching on my knees as your other hand presses between my legs, forcing me open. Your cock is hard, and I can feel it pulsing and throbbing as you force it into my pussy, stretching me. Oh, you ram it deep inside me, hard. I feel the head of it bang against my insides. It hurts, but the pain just makes me wetter. I hear it. You're fucking. It grows more aggressive, violent. Your hands reach down and grab my ass, forcing my cheeks open wider as I feel your fingernails dig into my flesh. I raise my head. I can feel the rope on my throat much more now. Each time you thrust into me, it makes my body contract and the rope tug at my throat. It's like your hand gripping me there, choosing when I breathe and when I don't. Each of your thrusts denies me air, and each time you withdraw, it gives me life again. I feel myself growing lightheaded. I stop squirming and just feel. I feel you fuck me. I feel you use me. I feel you defile me. I'm nothing but a hole for you now. My body responds to you, and the only way I can let you know what I feel is by becoming even wetter, more accommodating. Everything smells like sex, and when I inhale the air around me, I feel myself transported. I go to that place where everything feels good, where pain and pleasure merge. They merge into a dance of arousal and desperation. It's no longer about me. I'm just a vessel now for your pleasure. Your moans and grunts seem to grow louder, and I don't just hear them. I feel them. I want them. I need them. And as I feel you flood your hot cum into my pussy, that becomes my whole world. Everything else shuts down. It disappears. And I feel your seed painting my insides. As you withdraw, I collapse in exhaustion. Still bound, I can't stand. My legs are trembling. My body's shaking. I don't even know if I came or not. It's like I'm completely blank, broken, and sobbing. Used by you, and now discarded. You're gone. You've left me alone. And I can really feel a rope now, so tight and unforgiving. I feel the tears streaming down my cheeks, and you won't wipe them away. But I don't want you to, because they're not mine. They're yours. You drew them out of me. Like every other part of me, you own them. I feel the cum inside me start to leak out and dribble down my legs. There's so much of you inside me. I'm full, filled with you. Time stops. Its only measure is the slow trickle of cum rolling down my thighs. The sensation stopped as it reaches the top of my stockings. It feels like I'm shocked out of a dream when your hand touches me again, this time untying me, releasing me. As the rope slides off my skin and your hands run over the place where they'd been, I feel the loss. You help me stand and smile, looking at me. Gentle now, you guide me to the bedroom, and I see the beautiful robe you've set out for me on the bed. But before we transition into something softer, you take me to the mirror, as you always do. And when I look into the mirror and see my hair a mess and my makeup ruined, with trails of mascara running down my cheeks, and I see my lipstick smeared across my face, and I remember the image of my dress cut and torn and lying on the floor beside me, I see my panties around my knees and your cum still dripping from my cunt. I see deep crimson rope marks on my arms, my wrists, my legs, and my throat. I see your name in red lines scratched across my belly. And finally, I feel perfect. You made me that way.